B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This time every Thursday, we love it. We geek out into our fantasy football and all of your questions, all your advice goes to one man. He's an expert. I'll put him up against all those fantasy dudes. He is the one, the only geek. Geekus, hello.
Hey, what's going on, cuz?
How are you, buddy boy?
I'm feeling good. It's week five, and I've got a little something I want to kind of share about what happens in week five. The beginning of trading season in your fantasy football league.
Look at that.
So I wanted to give a little bit of advice about how to make a trade and what a good trade is.
Oh, yeah, and I like this. I love little trader geek advice.
That's right. I mean, listen, this is a tough part, but a very important part of fantasy football. And I used to be a trader. I used to trade stocks before I went full-time fantasy football geek.
I know a little bit about trading. Yes, you do.
I know a little bit about trading. So here's the thing with trades. There's two kind of trades that you're looking to make. Like right now, if your team is doing poorly, right, you're 1-3 and you're nervous, you're in a panic. Number one is don't panic. Not time to panic just yet. I've seen some 1-3 teams that look really good. They're just, so look at how many points you've scored in your league. And if you're kind of towards the top of the points four, you're probably okay. Just ran into some bad luck. But if you're not, there's two kinds of, and also the people at the top of the league could be looking to make trades. So here's the two types of trades that I look for. One is the 2-for-1 where you're upgrading to a stud. This is my favorite kind of trade. This is where you have depth on your team. You want to find a team in your league that just lost the running back. They had Javonte Williams, for example. They're throwing in some garbage at RB2. That person is ripe for the picking. And what you want to do is package up two players that are kind of mediocre, ideally even a bench player for your team, for one of their studs. So think like, hey, I can get Davante Adams for like Rashad Bateman and Raheem Mostert. That might be a little too aggressive, but basically where you get an elite player, but you give up two mediocre players where the other guy is going to start those two mediocre players because he's got nothing. And you get an upgrade at one spot from, let's say, somebody who's good to somebody who's great.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah. That's how you win your league. If you're the person that developed enough depth on your team that you can afford to lose a depth piece, you've got an extra running back or two. You got Clyde Edwards-Helaire hanging out on your bench, right? CEH. He's been doing great. Take him, pair him up with a wide receiver, find yourself an upgrade at running back from Helaire. You get somebody better. Those are the types. Even go acquire Jonathan Taylor from the guy. Can't start him this week. He's desperate. All right. Well, you pick up Taylor. You give him somebody to start this week. So it is the season for trades in your league. You just be smart about the trades.
I love it, man. That's great advice.
There we go.
That is great advice, brother. I love it. All right. You're the man. All right. In fact, my man Devin said, that was me. I lost Javonte. He's like, that was me. All right, let's get to our people who are dying to ask you all the advice. And I want to get to the Sharp app. Lots to do. Talk about tonight. If you're seeing anything with DFS tonight as well or over the weekend. But my man Jeremy says, Antonio Gibson or Michael Carter, RB2.
I got to go with Gibson here. We'll give him one more week. Brian Robinson is coming back soon, but Michael Carter is starting to lose touches to Breece Hall. Breece Hall is slowly taking over as the serious lead back. So I'd rather take the number one guy, Gibson, even though I'm not in love with him.
Okay. Pat wants to know, I need to start two of these four in a PPR league. Jerry Jeudy, Gabriel Davis, Bateman, or the Lizard?
It's crazy to say it right now, but Lazard is the safest of that whole group.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
And as much as it pains me to say this. I got to go with Jerry Jeudy. So I would love this to be a Gabriel Davis season, but can't trust him. Can't trust him. Got to go Jeudy. Got to go Jeudy and Lazard.
All right. Michael wants to know, A.J. Dillon or Najee Harris?
A.J. Dillon. unstartable Najee Harris, right? He's up against the Bills defense, massive underdogs. You know, I'd go with Dillon here. Najee Harris, he'll have to do some passing game work. He'll have to get lucky to put up any kind of points in this game.
All right. Bobby wants to know, with Taylor out, does he go Khalil Herbert or A.J. Dillon full-point PPR?
Yeah, in this case, I'm going to go Khalil Herbert. Montgomery, as long as Montgomery's out, Herbert is getting massive work. He had massive work last week. It didn't net a monster score, but go right back to Khalil Herbert. As long as he is the sole starter, he's pretty much a great play.
Okay. Delmar wants to know, in a PPR league, Darren Waller or Tyler Higbee?
Wow, this one's close. I'm going to go with Waller. I love the volume that Higbee is getting. And if I definitely needed to lock in floor points, I'd go with Higbee. But Higbee's just having a hard time making all of those targets into something. He hasn't had that big game. You know, Waller still got the creds, the street creds. So I'm going with Waller here. But, you know, there is a chance that Higbee will pass Waller on the rankings at some point.
All right. Anthony wants to know on Instagram, pick two of these three receivers, Geek, full-point PPR. You got Pittman, Sutton, or DK Metcalf?
Yeah, it's Sutton and Metcalf. Listen, I love Pittman. He's great. He's going to go up against Pat Surtain and essentially the toughest pass defense or one of the toughest pass defenses overall in the league tonight. So I think, as much as I love Pittman, I love all three of these guys. They're all good. So we're going to put Pittman on the bench for this one.
All right, Danny wants you to know, PPR flex spot, Jeff Wilson or Tyler Boyd?
Yeah, play Jeff Wilson. No question.
All right. Brandon says, Robinson, Jacobs, or Rashad Penny, pick two.
Penny looks like he's hurt, so just take him off the list. It's going to be the other two, Robinson and Josh Jacobs.
All right. Luis wants to know, he lost Javonte Williams. He needs help. So Herbert, Jacobs, Hines, Robinson, or Etienne, who do you like?
Man, that's a good problem to have. Like, there's a lot of choices there. I'm going to go Herbert out of that group. But my goodness, there's a lot of choices there.
He needs three of those five.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let's see.
Herbert, right. Jacobs, Hines, James Robinson, or Etienne?
It's all right. So for me, it's Herbert, Jacobs, and James Robinson.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that a lot. Where are we at? Jake wants to know, he needs two of these guys, Jeudy, Goddard, Josh Reynolds, Gerald Everett, Ty Conklin. He needs a tight end and a flex.
Okay.
So Goddard's got to be one, right?
Yeah, well, you got to play Goddard. First of all, we're talking at Philly. You got to play Goddard. I mean, could I argue that Everett is playable there too? They're pretty similar, but you got to play Goddard because of plus Goddard's the man. Now between Jeudy and Reynolds, I like the Denver offense tonight. Reynolds has a Q tag, but the biggest thing is as of today, Thursday. We don't know if Amon-Ra is going to play or not. So I'm not risking it. If Amon-Ra's out, I might like Reynolds more.
Gotcha.
But, I'm not risking that. Makes sense. Let's play Jeudy tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
My man Ed says he's got a trade offer. He was offered DK Metcalf, DJ Moore, and A.J. Dillon. for Damian Pierce and CeeDee Lamb?
He's going to give up those two?
Yes.
Hell no.
Okay, so he wants.
No.
He's being offered Metcalf, DJ Moore, and AJ Dillon. In return, he has to give up CeeDee Lamb or Damian Pierce.
No, do not do that trade. That is a stamp of denied.
Denied. No, Geekus says denied.
Denied.
No good. Denied. I love it.
I got to get a stamp.
I love it.
For the Twitter. Denied.
Yeah, you need that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
We're geek. Denied by the geek. Rob says, he goes, I need the Geekus. Two of these three guys. T. Higgins, Amon-Ra, Mike Williams.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I mean, you know, I love all three. We don't know if Amon-Ra's going to play. You know, if Amon-Ra's playing, I'm probably going him and T. But you can't go wrong. These are great choices. I love Mike Williams this week as long as Keenan Allen is out. Because we don't know those two things, I'm going to say play T. And then if Allen is out, you go Mike Williams. If Amon-Ra plays, you go Amon-Ra.
Okay, gotcha. Julian, this is interesting. He's got a dilemma. He said, tell Geek, I got a bad dilemma. I'm stuck between starting Waddle or Pittman. Patrick Surtain's going to be shadowing Pittman pretty much the whole night, right? And Waddle's going to be shadowed by Sauce. And he goes, I don't trust Teddy Bridgewater either.
No. You play Waddle here. Listen, Teddy Bridgewater, is he that different from Tua? And cuz, like, I'll throw this
to you.
We hated Tua 3 weeks ago, right? Everybody's like,
yes.
He's not that good. And now all of a sudden he has one good game, and oh my gosh, the I don't think that it's that different of an offense for Miami with Bridgewater. Just see the back. He's a competent NFL quarterback. He'll be fine. Sauce might end up on Tyreek Hill. The Jets are never a team to fear defensively. You play Waddle in this spot because he's correct. Pat Surtain on Pittman, it doesn't mean Pittman can't have a big game. He definitely can, and don't anybody take that any different, but it's less likely that it's going to happen.
All right, Danny wants to know, he goes, I need the Geek's best value and stud DFS for this weekend.
Okay, best value and stud DFS for the weekend. I'm going to go, so just right off the bat, it's this offense that I'm excited about in general. And the offense is Tampa Bay, Angry Tom, and crew. So when you talk about the best value, I love Tom Brady at the quarterback position for $6K on DraftKings, for example. He's just barely over what you'd call kind of like garbage quarterbacks that you might take a chance on, like a Trevor Lawrence or Teddy Bridgewater at 5,500. So I'd rather just pay for Tom Brady at $6K. I consider that a value. And you could pair him up with any of his guys. I mean, I don't know, even Godwin. Godwin, fine. Evans, great.
So I can see that, too. Yeah, I mean, see the angry Brady.
Angry Brady. Listen, divorce papers filed. I don't know what's going on over there, but, you know, Brady's a guy that, like, he gets angry. You don't want to be on the wrong side of that. And they're coming off that loss, but Brady played well in the loss. I just love everything about the Bucs offense. I love the matchup. So he's kind of the best value and stud all in one person. If I want to give, now, people like a cheapie, right? Everybody loves a cheapie.
Yeah, everybody wants the free square, as you call
it. I don't have a free square this week. I wish we did. I always want one. We don't have one. But a couple of cheapies that just to keep your interest in, and I'm not saying to load up on these guys, but one is Raheem Mostert on the Dolphins. Sub 5K seems to be taking over as the top running back for the Dolphins. So I have some interest there. There aren't a lot of values at the running back position on the main slate. So that's one of them that I'm looking at. And I've got a super cheap, really sneaky one. This one's interesting, and I just discovered in my research last night. It's fresh on the mind. O.J. Howard from the Houston Texans, right? Last week, Brevin Jordan and Farrell Brown were out at the tight end position. And oddly, O.J. Howard came in, and he got 75% of the snaps. Now, it's a little early still, but if those other two tight ends are out again, O.J. Howard is stone min salary on DraftKings. It's not a
Stone min.
He is 2,600. And the beautiful thing about when you're playing a salary cap game and you get the cheapest guy is they don't need to put up a monster score like an 8 or a 12 at that salary level. It gives you an edge on the field because everybody else is paying 4K or 4,500 for their tight end or the Goddards of the world. So if you save 2,000 there and all those other tight ends kind of put up 12s and 13s, which is not unusual pretty much for the whole tight end group, you can gain a little bit of an edge. And O.J. Howard has had big games in his career. So I'm going to call that a value sleeper. No one will be on this.
But I like that a lot.
Yeah,
a value sleeper.
Imagine I get to come back and he smashes that week. And
you're the man.
But it only works.
What happens when you listen to the Wise Guys podcast.
That is true. By the way, can we talk about giving out, four lock winners this past weekend? Everybody's going crazy for the podcast.
Yeah, I was a guest on the Geeks podcast. Chunas.
Yeah, you crushed it.
Had one of those weeks. Matt wants to know Romeo Doubs or Amari Cooper.
Romeo Doubs or Amari? I like
Romeo. I'm a Romeo man. I think he's legit.
He does seem legit. Isn't it funny? Everybody, going on Christian Watson, the higher drafted guy, and it's Romeo Doubs who's emerging. I like both wide receivers, so I have no problem with either. Really, it's a coin flip for me.
All right, Zach wants to know, would you trade Jalen Hurts, DeAndre Swift, Mike Evans, and Christian Kirk for Kyler, Fournette, Amon-Ra, and C.D. Lamb? That's a blockbuster.
Oh, man. I need that one. I need to think on something like that. I cannot do that.
That seems too crazy to me.
You got to tweet me that trade because there's math that I have to do. There's a lot going on in that one. I need to, hit me up at FFootballGeek on Twitter, at FFootballGeek, and I will look that one over and give a detailed answer.
All right, Kyle wants to know, Geek, hit me straight. DJ Moore, Marquise Brown, James Conner, pick two.
Yeah, it's Marquise and Connor. DJ Moore is borderline unstartable at this point. Him and Allen Robinson are being relegated to the bench. No more starting those guys. Prove it.
My man Matthew wants to know, does he give up Diggs for Davante Adams and Curtis Samuel?
I would do that.
Ratified?
Yeah, that one is. Yeah, we're ratifying it. So remember I talked about in the beginning the types of trades that you would do this time of year? That trade is exactly that. The Adams owner considers Diggs an upgrade over Adams, which is questionable in my mind, but okay. So he's doing that trade. And the other guy probably has a hole at the wide receiver position that they need to fill. That's the perfect week 5 fantasy football trade.
Wow. I like that. The perfect week 5. Chunas is struggling.
Dude.
You got any questions for the geek?
You know what? It was one of those weeks. Second most points in the league. But who had the first most points in the league? The team I faced. And that's how this season's been going for me. 1-3 now. The wife has a better record than me, which is making my life miserable. So I have one question for you. Because, by the way, Russell Wilson would have helped last week, which that kind of sucks that he finally stepped up. Wide receiver, do I go Judy tonight or do I go either Gallup or Zay Jones?
Zay Jones, wow.
You got to go Judy tonight.
That's what I thought.
Jerry Judy. You're right. Russ finally woke up last week, finally had that good game.
All right, do I go Russ tonight or do I go back to Derek Carr?
That one's a little tougher because I don't think the Broncos are kind of like going to need to score a lot. Carr is the safer bet.
That's
right?
Where I'm
Carr
leaning, yeah.
17, but Carr is no ceiling, right? He's got nothing. He doesn't get past 22 or 23. Russ can pop off, but that happens more likely. I'm going Carr because I think Russ's ability to pop off in a game tends to happen, and again, not saying for sure, but it tends to happen when the opponent is competitive. This game is super low total. The Colts tonight, just they don't have the pieces to be competitive, I don't think. I mean, they'll figure something out, but I don't see this going the way of crazy high-scoring surprise game. You know, I think this is going to be defensive, and I think the Colts are going to struggle tonight, so... I don't think they're going to need as much cooking from Russ. I'll go with Carr.
All right, you and I are on the same page. So yeah. If it works out.
All right,
good luck. Listen, don't panic, though. What did I say? When you have the high
don't
points
panic.
In the league, when you have the high points, but you're not getting those win-losses, the win-losses will come. It's not time to panic yet.
Yeah, the best is when I look at the standings and I see the points faced, and I'm number one. I've seen the most points this year. It's great.
That's how it goes. Now I'm going to give you one of the secrets to running fantasy football leagues that will make that less disturbing. So every league should have this rule, and way too many of them don't. The way leagues should be set up is that the most points in the league gets into the sixth playoff spot rather than going by record. So every league should be set up so that the top five by record, and then allow one member in by points four, because that essentially eliminates those situations where you keep getting on the wrong side of variance and you miss the playoffs because of it. It allows one person with the most points out of the bottom seven to make the playoffs, which is the correct way to set up the rules for a league. So tell your commissioner for next year, change it, because it's not fair any other
way. All right, I'll tell myself that.
No, there you go. Well, there you go. Now you're the
commissioner.
Guy, so.
Soon as commissioner chooses.
All right. That would be unethical.
All right, real quick, because I'm curious. Every geek has an app. So, what's your app?
All right, so we talk about the Sharp app. That's my app where it's all about sports betting. We're comparing odds across all the different markets, especially in Philadelphia. We have so many sports books to choose from. We compare odds across all the books so you can find the best numbers. We've taken my years of development of our analytics and data system for predicting player outcomes, and we created a tool called the Top Props tool, where you could just look and really quickly identify areas where the sportsbook's player prop numbers are wrong. That's my favorite tool. That's really one of my favorite things we do on the app. There's so many awesome things on our game center. You can follow the games, get the stats in real time. We've got pregame prediction models from our AI-driven system. Gets better every week. Our machine learning AI, you know, we're a little bit nervous that at some point down the road, it's going to turn on humanity, decide we're not working here. But for now, it's making sports predictions pregame. We've been crushing it. You know, we're hitting about a 60% rate on those. And, of course, my own bets, which I put in this past week with the help of you, cuz, and went 5-0 in my against the spread bets. That never happens. Actually, no, it burned me on Monday night when I didn't listen to you. Which, of course...
Oh, yeah, I told you, Niners. Yeah.
Oh, that one guy. Yeah. Never go against the cuz. That's what I learned this weekend.
Yeah.
Never go against it. Never. I will not do it again. That's it. I'm done.
Anyway, download the Sharp app. It's awesome. He's got all your stuff. He's the geek. And if people want to get a hold of you, geek, where at?
Yeah, I'm on Twitter at FFootballGeek. And, you know, I'll always answer... your Sit Star questions, anything like that, if you hit me up on Twitter. So happy to do that. And, yeah, you can check me out there. Of course, at DFS Army, I'm doing videos nonstop, breaking down daily fantasy sports. And over at Sharp App, doing everything regarding sports betting.
Beautiful. Great stuff. There he is, the geek.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.